Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. Shad and I are getting an update from Integra Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ITR, and on the NYSE under the symbol ITRG. We are chatting with the president and CEO, George Salamis. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, Integra Resources is focused on the past-producing Delamar Gold-Silver Project in Idaho. Now, within this project, there are two resource zones, the Delamar Zone and Florida Mountain Deposits. The current resource is right around 4.4 million ounces with 3.9 million ounces gold equivalent in the M&I category. So this project does have a large resource on it, but from what I understand, George, the company is still drilling outside of the resource area looking to expand on this resource. That ties in news that came out on August 31st, outlining some high-grade gold and silver in 10 additional drill holes at Florida Mountain. Before we get into the actual drill results, George, please just remind everybody the ongoing drill program and the overall strategy around this program, please.
Yeah, no problem. Indeed, we'll talk about those high-grade results in a second, but essentially the two drill rigs in our operation right now are conducting purely step-out drilling, basically expansion potential drilling at the two resources, Florida Mountain and Delamar, and in other areas as well. We'll be moving into War Eagle very soon, which is by far our highest grade target on the project, where we've released spectacular results in years past. So we'll be getting over to that side of the project. But essentially what we released at the end of August, only a couple of days ago, really, was, you know, some of the highest grade gold silver results that we've put out to date, not just in terms of being the best grades, but in some cases the thickest intervals of high grade, and really exciting. So now we've got over 90 high grade gold silver intercepts that we've drilled ourselves over the course of the last couple of years that cover a strike length on the deposit of about 1300 meters, and you know, we're down to depths of about 400 meters. So really exciting. Not ready to put into a resource category yet, but we're getting there with this drilling. What this drilling really highlighted was the ability to start connecting up these high-grade zones in section and in plan. And that has implications, obviously, for future resource estimation and, you know, potentially future mineability.
So, George, let's talk about some of these results. And as you said, these were some of the best results on the property. Some of the headline numbers here, we saw a little over 14.5 grams per ton gold equivalent, over 9.4 meters. This included a little over 78 grams per ton gold equivalent, over a meter and a half. There's also a handful of other high-grade results already highlighted in this news release, so I'll post a link to the news release. But overall, these are high-grade results, and the underlying resource here doesn't even really come close to some of these high-grade results. So what does that mean, George, for the potential expansion, and what does the higher grade potentially offer the company as you move this project forward?
Yeah, I mean, you're spot on in terms of comparing the bulk tonnage resource grades that we published in years past that are in the sort of 0.6 gram ton gold equivalent to 0.7 gram ton gold equivalent. You know, these are, you know, 10 to 100 times higher in some cases, some of these grades. So clearly there's a component of high grade gold silver at this project, and specifically sitting underneath Florida Mountain, which is a bulk tonnage resources, which is what will go into the PFS to come. So essentially what we're telegraphing, or what we're trying to explain to the investing public, is there's a high grade resource there, and that high grade resource, subject to further drilling and resource estimation, could add significantly to the existing basically base load of a bulk tonnage low grade mining and processing on the project. Could be a real game changer in the end of the day. Lots more work to be done on it, but you know, when we're getting hit rates of 70% plus, when we're targeting high grade underneath Florida Mountain, you know, I know as a geologist that we're onto something. And it's just, we need to keep hitting this with more drilling, either from surface or underground.
Well, George, one other thing that comes to mind when I see high-grade results like that at depth is that there may be a potential down the road for not just the open pit heap leach resources at surface, but it seems like with grades like that that are continuing to push down at depth, there may be an underground mining component. Could you maybe speak to how that could be a potential as well?
Yeah, sure, for sure. So essentially, so in our sort of internal dream big philosophy of, you know, what this could look like, subject to getting this into a resource estimate first and then into a mine plan and a study, what we could be looking at is, you know, production from surface, heap leaching and milling, and then production added on to that production from underground at Florida Mountain, whereby you would take the mineralization, I can't call it ore, it's mineralization, the high-grade mineralization from underground and process that in the mill that's already been constructed for the purposes of mining the surface low-grade. And just actually displacing that some of that low grade with high grade material from underground, you know, that could add significantly to the future production profile. The beauty, if you will, of the geometries of Florida Mountain. So you picture a north south trending mountain with a pretty steep sided on either side, with a series of adits that, you know, there are adits already there that date back to the 1800s, and this was mined by the old timers back in the day. You would go about extracting or accessing those vein zones in the same manner that the old timers did, basically creating adits on the side of the mountain and drifting laterally to intercept these veins and then mining them. And that's the way we'd do it, no different from what the old timers did back in the day.
And just one more quick question on these deeper, higher grade results. Some of these, I understand, will not be included in the resource estimate when you do the PFS towards the end of the year. So I guess what should investors focus on in that sense, that we can see that these results are coming in, but if they're not part of the resource update, I guess that just speaks to there's still potential for growth and potential to show that there is more upside beyond what is even coming out towards the end of the year, correct?
Oh yeah, correct. I mean, absolutely. The focus of the PFS or the resource estimate that will come out in parallel with the PFS in the fourth quarter of this year is really going to be focused on bulk tonnage, low grade mining and processing. What our investors should expect, however, within the context of the resource estimate that will be released at the same time, there will be a small component of high grade from Florida Mountain in a resource category. But it won't be the complete story because the results that you've seen here today won't make it into that resource estimate. In fact, a lot of the previous results won't make it into it either because, you know, you have to draw a cutoff line and on the database and say, you know, after this date, these results don't make it into the resource estimate because you have to start from somewhere. But that, to your point, will speak to future resource estimates at some point in the future, very probably next year, that will really focus on high grade and will incorporate everything that we've drilled so far. So really pointing to high grade exploration upside potential on the project.
So, George, when it comes to step out length from the known resource, as we already said, these results came from outside the resource boundary. Just how much did these results extend the strike and even the depth component of the potential resource here?
Yeah, so not these latest results don't necessarily extend the strike. I mean, they're sitting underneath the footprint of the deposit. The strike is, you know, essentially 1,300 meters of mineralization, let's just call it. Some of these results, however, are step outs in the order of sort of 200-400 meters outside of the resource boundary and, you know, clearly adding potential beyond the lower boundary of the deposit in the form of high grade.
Well, just one more thing that you had brought up earlier, George, is the success rate your team's had. So maybe you could speak to, you know, the pedigree of your geological team there and the fact that they've now vectored in on what they want to find geologically and they're hitting what they want to find. So that's encouraging sign to see when a company starts hitting on a regular basis and knows what they're going after.
Yeah, so I mean, from a pedigree perspective, you know, might be obvious to some shareholders, maybe not, maybe some don't know the history. So Integra Resources was born from Integra Gold, and Integra Gold was a high-grade exploration project in northern Quebec in Val d'Or, which, you know, we were busy for 4 or 5 years exploring and getting into studies, and we were actually heading underground to essentially develop the mine, if you will, when Eldorado purchased the company for $650 million. And kind of the rest is history on that. But it's the same team who did that, and we're replicating that in Idaho this time around. To the point of, you know, this 70% high grade hit rate, if you will, below Florida Mountain. From a geological perspective, that's really key, because if you're hitting high grades with that level of consistency, you know that you're on to something. You're clearly understanding what's going on from a structural and geological control perspective with respect to the controls of high grade. And that is really key. And typically, you know, they get these hit rates of 70%, you know, will increase over time. That's the clear trend on this project so far. And that's really just a testament to our exploration team on the ground. They're top notch, as good as it gets.
So what's coming now, George, in terms of exploration? The drill the news release says that you have two drill rigs currently in operation at the Delamar deposit and at the War Eagle target. Give us some insights here on the news flow that's upcoming, please.
Well, so we have more high grade, hopefully, subject to the assays coming in to release pretty soon here. Sadly, the assay turnarounds in the Western U.S. are abysmally slow, so we have to wait constantly for results to come in. But, you know, based on what we've seen, I think that this hit rate of high grade is just going to continue. So we've got more high grade to come from Florida Mountain, and then moving on to War Eagle, which is perhaps even higher grade and thicker, though far less drilled and less defined. We're starting to drill there now, and again, the expectation is more of the same high-grade gold-silver mineralization. More work to be done out there. At Delamar, we're hunting a few targets around there. Again, but beneath the resource, at Delamar, hunting for high-grade where we think it might be, so more results to put out there. And we're still waiting on results from the Black Sheep area, which we drilled over the course of the summer. So lots of exploration news to come, if you boil it down. And then Q4 is when the PFS hits. And the PFS, in our view, is going to show, you know, production levels that will surprise people on the upside, we think, relative to what we put out of the PEA. So we got a great sort of quarter and a half of news to come here. No question about that.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of news coming. And that pre-feas, that's going to be interesting to see what those numbers generate. Can you give us a little bit more information on this War Eagle target? We've talked about it in a couple of the past interviews, but just bring everybody up to speed on what has you encouraged about War Eagle.
Well, so what had me encouraged from the very beginning on War Eagle, it really is history. And if you're a history buff, you know, this is a fascinating place. So there are piles of historical accounts, some of which we have in our vaults in Idaho, where you read about the high-grade nature of underground mining at War Eagle. In fact, some of the highest grades of gold and silver ever to come out of the Western U.S. came out of War Eagle. And interesting from a historical perspective is that, you know, back in the day, 1880s sort of period, you know, you had families that owned claims on individual pieces of the same vein. And, you know, there were times when these grades got so high and people got so greedy in terms of mining them that, you know, these families would go over and mine, try and mine secretly these, you know, somebody else's piece of that same high grade vein. Well, what it led to was an actual war under the mountain. And, you know, your audience can research it, type in war under the mountain, War Eagle. And there's a great account of an actual gunfight that broke out and went on for, you know, at least a week underground where these families were shooting it out. So obviously this high grade was so high grade in nature that it was, you know, worth dying for these families. That's what got me really excited, the history of this project. And then when we started to drill this project ourselves, you know, we started to hit these high grades, in some cases over significant widths. And so that's what we're building upon here. Not yet at a resource level. It needs more drilling, but lots of potential out there. Really exciting.
That's pretty interesting with the gunfights to get at that high-grade gold. There's obviously some smoke there. Hopefully you guys find the fire. But as you continue to drill War Eagle, Florida Mountain, Black Sheep, Delamar, what's the budget for the remaining drill program, George? And what kind of cash in the bank does the company have in the treasury?
So currently we've got about 10 million US in the treasury, so more than enough to sort of continue our exploration efforts and deliver on the pre-feasibility study. We'll start to taper our drilling as we get closer to year end, not the least of which the reasons are, you know, it starts to snow out there, access becomes more problematic. So, you know, we will try and keep as many drill rigs in operation up until the end of the year. No guarantees there, but we'll clearly be drilling, you know, through September and into October and hopefully into middle of November at least. probably another 3,000 to 5,000 meters of drilling to be done out there, hopefully more. And that's what our investors should expect.
All right, George, appreciate the update. We're going to wrap it up here, but we are going to follow up as more news hits the market. And if any of you have questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. In full disclosure, Shad is a shareholder of Integra Resources. And again, we will be following up on the back of some more news. George, thanks for your time. Have a great rest of your week.
Gentlemen, thank you both.